From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. There may not be any American sports fan as passionate or as fervent as the college football fan. How much so? Well, in the new book titled Tribal, College Football in the Secret Heart of America, fandom is ecstasy. According to author Diane Roberts, though, it's also possibly a blindness to the social problems that still ail our culture. Roberts teaches literature and creative writing at Florida State University, and as someone who identifies as a feminist, she has issue with the macho-laced world of the sport, but she also attests to being a diehard fan. She will be discussing her book at this year's Miami Book Fair International later this month. Diane Roberts, why did you want to write a book about college football?
I wanted to get at what it was about this game that so compels people, that so compels me. And I know better. I mean, I am a feminist. I don't just call myself one. I've written feminist books. And I think that for somebody like me to be able to shut off certain brain centers and be screaming for blood like everybody else out there is something very interesting and weird.
You're in Tallahassee, and you don't hide from the story which dominated the headlines the last few years, that of Jameis Winston. He was the Heisman Trophy winning quarterback at FSU, now in the NFL. Again, most notably recognized for being accused of rape. What were you feeling as a fan and as a feminist during this whole ordeal?
I was feeling very conflicted. On the one hand, something happened. I'm confident of that. I don't know if Jameis Winston raped that young woman. I don't know if that young woman was telling a straight story. She changed it several times. I do know that there is a young person who will not ever get justice because the investigation seemed to be so botched and so obstructed by people who love football in the police, athletic department. You know, it. By the time it got to the state attorney, it was a god-awful mess.
I want to ask about Calvin Patterson. He was a player from Palmetto High School here in South Miami. First black player at FSU. His story, though, ended tragically. What happened?
When Calvin Patterson was recruited and brought to FSU, he was a terrifically promising athlete and a student. You know, he was a very good student, apparently. But he was miserable because there were 40 black kids on this big campus. So he was very isolated. And I spent a lot of time talking to his good friend and eventually his roommate, Tommy Warren, who was quarterback for the Seminoles, and another Miami native who was a very good high school player, a white guy. And Tommy's rendering of the story of Calvin just breaks your heart because he ended up shooting himself, not, we're pretty sure, to kill himself, but to make himself unavailable for football so he wouldn't have to play. And I can only imagine how lonely and isolated he must have felt.
Do you think you'll always love football, considering again that there will be more stories of athletes accused of rape? At some point, do you think that's going to be enough to say, I've had it?
I look at it this way. I choose to live in the American South. I deplore much of Southern history. I find Southern attitudes towards, anything remotely progressive, often distressing. I think in many ways we're backward. But I love the South, and I want to live here because I cherish its weirdness, its contradictions. Because from all of that contradictory material comes great stories. And football is a great story, always.
Diane Roberts teaches at Florida State University and is the author of the book Tribal, College Football and the Secret Heart of America. She's going to be discussing her book this year at the Miami Book Fair International later this month. Diane Roberts, it's been a lot of fun.
Thank you.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.